Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. It's no secret, I really enjoy fishing, and as I look back on my fishing experience, I think about a progression that's happened. When I first started fishing, really all I knew how to do was to have a hook and a bobber in the water, put a worm on there, and just hope to get lucky, hope that something would swim by that would bite whatever I was offering it, and occasionally it did, and it was enough to get me excited about fishing, to feel that tug on the line, and once in a while to get a fish bigger than just a tiny little one, you know, that was cool, and I really enjoyed it. I remember, though, as I became an adult, and I was really young, a young adult in my early 20s, I had a friend that started to mentor me a little bit in fishing, and I never knew that there were all these techniques and all these different things that you could do to increase the odds of catching fish, and pretty soon, I had all of these new tools in my toolbox. I had literally new lures in my fishing tackle box, and I was out there, and I was catching more fish. And ever since then, that idea that, hey, if you learn some techniques, you can increase your odds to catch fish, that idea has stuck with me. And it's something that I've been able to transfer to my boys. And we've learned, and we continue to grow in our fishing acumen. And no longer is it just throwing out a bobber and a hook and a worm, but it's all kinds of different ways to catch fish at different times and in different ways. You could say that our approach to fishing has matured over the years. And it reminds me of what the writer of the book of Hebrews talks about in Hebrews chapter 5. He's been explaining some really thick doctrines. And Hebrews, as you're reading it, you see it, you understand it. It's full of some pretty amazing concepts about who God is and the place of the law now replaced by the work of the new covenant and the blood of Jesus Christ. And what the writer is saying in Hebrews 5 reflects my fishing experience, I think. Maybe you'll agree. He says in verse 11, he says, "About this we have much to say, and it's hard to explain since you become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers," you ought to be fishing with some different lures, you ought to be trying some different techniques, all right? You ought to be apt in a variety of contexts with a variety of things to think about. He says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need somebody to tie your hook and your bobber and your split shot and put on your worm for you. It shouldn't be this way, but here you are." He says, again, verse 12, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Friends, here's the deal. When everything's going perfectly, when everything is just right, it really doesn't matter what you throw in the water. As long as there's a sharp hook on the end of it, those fish will bite it. And sometimes it'll be amazingly easy. What you experience will be amazing, and it'll be amazingly easy. But the reality is that's very small in the scope of a person's fishing experience. Often, when you go out fishing, you got to try a lot of different things. You got to go to different spaces. You got to employ different techniques. You got to have a thick toolbox to respond to whatever conditions are out there. And it's the same way spiritually. If everything's just in a little bubble and everything's going great, you don't need that much. The basics work. But as we mature, as we grow, our box needs to grow. Our understanding needs to grow. We need to move from drinking only milk to eating solid food, because the reality is that the world is going to be tricky sometimes. And in verse 14 reflects this. He says, "But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." The reality is that it's going to be difficult at times to distinguish good from evil. And our tool, our primary mechanism for distinguishing what is good and what is evil, is to grow in our knowledge of God, to grow in our love for God, to grow in our practice of the things that are true about God. He says then in chapter 6, and we'll read this tomorrow in our daily Bible reading, he says, "Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity." Friends, how's your toolbox doing? How's your tackle box? Is all you have in there is bobbers and hooks? And maybe you stop by the tackle shop to get some worms on your way out to your fishing hole? Is that all you're using? You might be okay sometimes, but there will come those times when that's not going to cut it, and you're going to need to grow. You're going to need to move from milk to solid food, because the evil one is aggressive and he's rampant, and the reality is our tools are great. We have them, but we need to learn them. Friends, that's why you're on the Bible reading plan. That's why you're tuning into the Cornerstone Connection. I want to commend you for that. Let's keep pressing towards not just drinking milk, but eating solid food, and let's be prepared for that day when discernment is required to discern between good and evil, and may God be glorified in all of us. God bless you, friends. Have a great day, and have a great time fishing. God bless.